Hi everyone, and welcome to today's webinar on Napsios Research Labs briefing. My name is Cecile Giloy and I will be managing today's session. Before we get started, I have some housekeeping notes for today. First, I want to point out the questions module within the ON24 platform. If you have any questions, please enter them at any point during the presentation, and if time allows, we will answer whatever questions we can at the end of the session. You can always adjust the size of the media player on your end to make it bigger or smaller, depending on your preference. And finally, please note that this webinar is being recorded and link will be sent to you after we wrap today. Now I'm going to pass it over to our presenters. With us today, we have Paul Laudinsky, Director of Security Research at Onapsis, and Alec Horan, VP Product Manager at Onapsis, who will talk us through a recently updated known exploited vulnerability and our findings. And with that, there's a lot that we are going to cover today, so I hand it over to our presenters to kick us off.
Thank you, Cecile. I appreciate you, and I am happy that Alex and I can be here today to talk to you about this active exploitation. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I appreciate you all for joining. So let's go ahead and dive in. What we're going to be covering today is top level summary of this CVE and why we're having this webinar, as well as diving into the details of CVE 2017-12637, as well as showing examples of what we have found in the wild for exploitation. And then we will close up with recommendations and Onapsis resources. Please, if you have any questions, as has been mentioned, go ahead and throw those into the Q&A. All right, just a quick little background. If you have joined our prior webinars, you would be familiar with this similar slide. This talks about the Onapsis Research Labs, and it gives a little bit of our credentials with 15 plus years of experience in researching SAP, as well as a combined 85 plus years working on both SAP and cybersecurity experience. We collaborate frequently with these institutions in orange. We collaborate with SAP, we collaborate with CISA, we collaborate with BSI. And in our existence, we have found over 1,000 zero-day vulnerabilities. All right, so the high level as to why we are having this webinar today. First off, we do collaborate on this with SAP, with CISA. CISA just issued an alert and also added the CVE 2017-12637 into its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog, as well as we had discovered the active exploitation of this CVE in the wild. And once we discovered this and analyzed these activities, that's when we reached out to SAP and to CISA and collaborated with them on this. Now, this note is old. It was back in 2017 that SAP issued a security note for this vulnerability. However, from what we've been seeing, that organizations still remain at risk due to lack of patching. Correcting this particular CVE has additional complexity due to secondary and non-security knowledge-based notes from SAP that do require manual actions. That will be covered in greater detail later on in this webinar. Now, let's go ahead and dive into a little bit more details about this CVE and more so with the active in the wild exploitation. So on the left here, you will see a snapshot of what CISA has added into their CAV catalog. It is CVE 2017-12637, specifically SAP NetWeaver Directory Traversal Vulnerability. When they added it in, there's a component within the KEV catalog that states, is it involved in ransomware? At the moment, CISA has, it is unknown. But that is something to pay attention to in the future, as well as other CVEs, because we have seen CVEs that do get flipped over to, yes, it is known to be used in ransomware. And we will, of course, get into the actions for remediations. One thing to point out is this BOD that CISA must issue to federal agencies. Federal agencies under this directive, federal directive, states that if they cannot mitigate or patch a vulnerability, that they must go ahead and remove it from their systems. So this CVE was added to the KEV on March 19th, as well as an alert being issued. And in that alert, CISA stated that these types of vulnerabilities are frequent attack vectors for malicious cyber actors and pose significant risks to the federal enterprise. In our global SAP threat intelligence network, we monitor and capture in the wild threat actor activity on real life business critical applications. For this particular CVE 2017-12637, we observed a lot of activity conducted by the threat actors. So once we were able to observe that activity and then we started to analyze it and understand it, we reached out to both SAP as well as CISA. It's a 2017 vulnerability. Why are we having all of this concern now? Well, in some cases, correcting this vulnerability has additional complexity that can be easily missed, leading to some enterprises still being exposed. Our observations of this exploitation showed it could lead to a potential full system compromise of SAP. So this is a case of, yes, do what SAP has said to do, apply the patches. It's also important to verify for all your systems that that has been done. Here's an overview of this CVE 2017-12637. There was an original SAP note back in 2017, 248-6657, as well as an updated SAP security note, followed on last year by a note that is a knowledge base article with manual steps. So we take a look at that CVSS 7.7, right? How does it lead to that full SAP application compromise? And this is the part that we're going to get into, showing what we have observed in our global threat intelligence network by these threat actors executing the exploit. First, let's understand the base platform. The base platform here that is affected by this vulnerability is SAP NetWeaver Java, which that in and of itself is designed and expected to be internet facing. These attacks can be successfully performed without authentication anonymously. So it's as simple as going into your web browser right now in your address bar. If you knew what the exploit was, you can type it in, targeting a vulnerable target, and then being able to successfully execute the exploit without having to log in. This web accessible GET request uses directory traversal to obtain any type of file that you would like to obtain, including sensitive credential stores. Such examples would be, for instance, on a Linux type system or Unix type system, you have sensitive files within the /etc directory. This is an example that we've observed from the threat actors, as well as binary files as well, like the SAP Secure Store. The SAP Secure Store is a highly sensitive file that does contain credentials. We've confirmed active attacks that have targeted sensitive credential stores referenced here just above. Now let's get into the actual examples that we've observed in our global threat intelligence network. And this is the real exciting thing to be able to share for me. Right here, when we take a look at this packet capture, we see an example of the threat actor executing the exploit against our global threat intelligence network, and they're able to exfiltrate this ASCII file from /etsy, which is the password file. In the red, you will see that that is the actual GET request that the threat actor has issued. We have blocked out some parts because we do not want to enable anybody to go ahead and execute these attacks. In the blue, at the top line is HTTP 1.1200OK. That 200OK is a way for us to understand that the server, that the web server has received the threat actor's request and has successfully understood it and successfully processing it and sending back the response. And in that response, the threat actor, as you can see on the top red line, is looking for that file /etsy/password. And in the blue, down below, you will see in basically the third paragraph, it starts with the sentence root, then the next one is bin, then the next one is daemon. That's the contents of that file request that the threat actor had used when attacking our network. Those are the contents of the /etsy/password file. So this was done, no authentication required. There was, and this is the only spot that we're able to actually see the activity when we were taking a look at our logs. This is an example of what that basic type of process looks like. It's attackers finding success, exfiltrating files. In the red, that goes back to the attackers issuing a ton. There were a lot of GET requests. They're going through directory structures. They're targeting specific files, both ASCII as well as binary. And what we keep seeing over and over again in this in the wild active exploitation of this vulnerability is a successful response by the web server, HTTP 200OK. So whatever they were asking for, the server was responding. I wanted to include this too, because this shows a successful exfiltration of binary files. So two slides ago, we could read the contents of /etsy/password because that's a non-binary file. In this instance, the attacker is looking for and accessing and exfiltrating binary files off of the SAP system. Now, in doing all of that, of course, the threat actors can go ahead and target the SAP Secure Store. This here is an example of the SAP Secure Store that the threat actor is able to obtain in using publicly available tools that we're not linking to. The threat actor and virtually anybody, if they do a search out there and find that publicly available tool, they're able to decrypt the SAP Secure Store. So we will see in this particular snapshot towards the bottom, we see admin password, admin user. This particular admin user is administrator. And we've blocked out all the other sensitive information. Having this type of information, the threat actor can then log into your SAP and lead to full system compromise. And voila, it's as simple as and effective as that. Now, what's the impact to any organization? Let's recap. These attacks are one-liners. You can put them right into a one-line HTTP request. They're unauthenticated. You do not need to log in. You can be completely anonymous. You can download those files like SAP Secure Store. You can decrypt them. You can extract out the admin credentials and log right in. You will then have full admin access into SAP. This attack can be conducted internally. This attack can be conducted externally facing. It bypasses existing segregation of duty and access controls, and it possibly leaves no trace of this activity. It leads to malicious and unauthorized business activity. The person can then do lots of different things in your SAP environment unchecked because they are logged in as admin. They can modify financial records. They can get ransomware deployed. They can view PII. They can corrupt your business data, delete logs, traces. They can mess with business operations. And that can lead to, as well, deficiency in IT controls for regulatory mandates. As we understand it, regulating bodies are not going to care that your system has been compromised. Corporations will still be held liable for reporting. They'll still be held liable for corrupted and modified data. And unfortunately, as we've seen just with that HTTP GET request, once you have admin access into SAP, you can continue to exfiltrate additional sensitive data within the application. You can exfiltrate financial data, and you can have exposure of PII. So at this point, I will hand off to my co-presenter, Alex, who will walk us through recommendations and resources.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you, everyone, for giving us some time today. I want to do, as Paul said, take you through what can you do to ensure that you're not exposed to this active exploitation that we've observed and CISA has reported on in the wild. As Paul has already said, this is an older vulnerability, so the natural inclination could be to think that, you know, there's no way this could still affect me. But as InfoSec professionals, we're all professionally paranoid, is how I like to put it. So we need to validate not only that the original note has been applied, so step one here in the actions that are required, but the latest guidance that SAP published. You can see there the knowledge base note 3476549. That provides some scenarios where even when you've applied the original note, you are still vulnerable to the attack. And that's why we're seeing some enterprises being exposed to this threat. And that's really what we want to make sure you, as security experts and kind of the security leaders for your enterprises, make sure that you follow step three, that you go in and you validate that the scenarios that SAP has outlined, and I'll talk about them a little bit more on the next slide, either are not applicable to you, or if they are, you take the actions recommended in that note. That's the way you can achieve step four, which is ensuring that you have enabled full security against this note. Just following step one, just applying that original note, isn't always sufficient to ensure that you're protected against that vulnerability. That's why we're seeing active exploitation attempts against such an old vulnerability, and that's why we're kind of raising this alarm and creating awareness so you can ensure that your enterprises aren't affected by this. So the knowledge base article that we reference talks about certain components and their versions, which if they're running a certain version, as you can see there on the screen, you're still vulnerable to this directory traversal, even with that original note applied. So you need to make some decisions there. If you're running those vulnerable versions of the components, you can remove it if it's not used, and that's standard practice. If you're not using a component or a bit of technology, then removing it reduces your attack surface and reduces your potential exposure to this and to future vulnerabilities, or you can upgrade it. Or if you don't want to perform that upgrade, there's instructions on how to disable that component, again, to ensure that you're not vulnerable to this underlying attack. So that's really critical. I'll keep this up on the screen for a moment longer so you can take note of that note number, but that article is very important. I'm sure a lot of people prior to this presentation have already gone through and checked the original note. We really want to highlight the need for you to review, address, and understand what's described in this knowledge base article, and ensure that your systems are truly remediated against all ways in which this vulnerability can be exploited. I know we have some Anapsys customers on the call, so if you're a Defend customer, we've already shipped a rule, so we're already helping you monitor and identify if folks are trying to exploit this vulnerability, either directly from within your network, or as Paul described, these are internet-facing systems, someone across the internet trying to target those systems. We've also added assess capability. We have the original note. We've added an additional module that'll check for those scenarios, and I'll talk about that in just a few moments, but to help you ensure that you're fully protected against this vulnerability or this attack for that vulnerability. And for those of you who have the Threat Intel Center, this gives you that one-stop shop where you can come in and just understand exactly what your exposure is, if any, to this note. So the Threat Intel Center kind of takes the output from Paul and his team, so from the Anapsys Research Lab, and provides you with articles, kind of giving you kind of in-depth understanding and summaries of your exposures to threats like the ones we're talking about today. So you can see on the screen in response to CISA adding this vulnerability to their known exploited vulnerabilities list, we've released one new article that talks explicitly about this vulnerability and helps you understand your exposure. And we've also updated an existing article we have, which lists all of the vulnerabilities, all of the SAP vulnerabilities that CISA has stated they have seen evidence in the wild of people exploiting. So that's an article that's really important that you understand what is CISA seeing people attacking SAP systems, and that will help you understand if you have any of the vulnerabilities that there's been evidence of active exploitation attempts against. Within this new article, we provide obviously a summary of, well, what is this issue, give you some background information on it, help you better understand the vulnerability and what your potential kind of actions you can take for that vulnerability are. We give you a real quick way to filter down and see which of my systems are vulnerable based on the scanning that's been done to date. So you can very quickly get that list of, hey, these are the systems where I need to take action for. You know, we're hoping that for the majority of our customers, this will be an empty list, but it gives you that trust but verify to validate that, yes, I don't have an exposure to this vulnerability. And we'll also provide any evidence of attempts to exploit or abuse this vulnerability on the systems under your control. So we'll provide that visibility as well. So at a very high summary, again, for Anapsys customers, if you're running Assess, we have a new module. You can see there, directory traversal vulnerability in SAP NetWeather AS Java web container. Very descriptive, but that's exactly what it's checking for. Make sure you run that module that checks those edge cases and different scenarios described in the knowledge base article recently released by SAP. If you have the Threat Intel Center, or TIC as we refer to it, you can use that to get that quick glance, and you can also request a trial if you don't have Threat Intel Center currently. If you own any of our other technology, you're a customer of Anapsys, we want to help you be protected against this. So please reach out and we'll provide you with additional details and assistance in making sure you can understand your exposure and ensure that you address any exposure that you have. I know we're getting into questions, so I do want to encourage you to put into the Q&A. While we do, two quick plugs. So one is the Defender's Digest. This is a public resource. Paul kind of helps head this up, providing commentary and information about things like we've seen today. Definitely recommend you sign up and follow that. It'll provide you kind of quick consumable kind of bits of information about SAP security alerts and other SAP security related content. If you are an Anapsys customer, we have access as well to the Defenders community. So this is a community where you can discuss kind of these threats in more depth, both with Anapsys and with other customers, and kind of understand exactly, you know, how different enterprises are responding to threats like these. So that being said, I want to thank everyone for their time. I've tried to leave a little bit of time for questions. So I hand it back to Cecile and we'll take your questions.
Perfect. Thank you very much to Paul and Alex for that very comprehensive review of research and observations. And exactly, we have some questions in our chat. Let me start with the first one. If all of my SAP infrastructure is inside a private network, is it still susceptible to this exploitation?
Thanks, Cecile. I could take that one. Yeah, I could take that one. So the short answer is yes. A little bit of a longer answer is we conduct a lot of pen tests for customers. And I can tell you that the majority of the time when we come into those environments, we show that that absolutely systems can be compromised and usually are compromised. So my advice to everyone on this call here today and in the future who might be referencing this information, this attack is vulnerable, whether your system is externally facing or internally facing. And even if it's internally facing and no one can access it from the outside, there's still always opportunity for this vulnerability to be executed upon, even from our own responses and pen tests in the past. So, Please, it is important to take this vulnerability and any other vulnerabilities that SAP patches to quickly patch.
Thank you. Going to the next one. I think I heard you say you had rules for manual actions. Is that true? Can you explain that a bit more?
Sure, I can take that one. So yes, I went through it a bit quickly. So one of the capabilities from Anapsys is the ability to monitor SAP systems. You can monitor for a number of things. It could be malicious actions, insider threats, etc. People accessing sensitive data or accessing kind of elements of the SAP infrastructure or data that they shouldn't be. But it also can monitor for outright exploitation attempts against SAP systems. We have a large number of, for want of a better word, signatures or rules to detect this type of activity. And that includes someone trying to abuse this directory traversal vulnerability. So for our customers running Defend, if someone were to try and do any of the actions that Paul showed us earlier, you would receive an alert, you would understand kind of the attacks that are taking place, and you could deal with them as they're happening and react accordingly. So that's a capability that was shipped automatically, is included just as part of the platform. We have an automatic update capability, so customers don't have to take any action to get that kind of detection, and whatever detection we release next week and beyond for the next threats, we're automatically updating, so our customers are always protected against the latest threats.
Thank you. Next one, we have a good amount of questions in there. Thank you for everyone putting questions in. One of the SAP Note solutions saying disabling the component. Could you please say something about this option?
Yeah, that's. I'll take a first pass, and Paul, if you think I missed anything, please add some context. But that's always one option. So whenever there's a vulnerability in anything, you know, there's different actions that as an enterprise you could agree to take. Every enterprise has a different kind of level of comfort they are to run with vulnerabilities. In some cases, patching a vulnerability might hurt a business process, and so that's why you might not patch it. But in other cases, you might realize that this technology is included, but we're not leveraging it. So rather than continuing to patch and have to maintain this technology, let's just remove that technology. That reduces your overall attack surface, reduces kind of the different parts the technology stack that an attacker could attack today or in the future, and gives you less to manage. So that would be a business decision. We're not using this functionality, or we could have something else take over the role of that functionality, and therefore we don't need to patch it. We can just remove that capability, kind of disable that module within the SAP system. So, you know, your mileage will vary. What's appropriate for your enterprise is different for the next enterprise, but it's kind of an informed decision that you should make.
Yeah, I would further add to that. We have seen instances, exploitations of disabled functionality being able to be re-enabled and then used in an active attack. So, you know, per what Alex is saying, you have to make that informed decision for your organization. I think I will continue to espouse the mantra of patch, patch, patch. And if you can prioritize it and schedule it to get it done, that is the recommendation. Just know that that we've certainly seen instances of disabled, unpatched, still be able to be re-enabled by attackers and effectively used.
Okay, then one last question before we wrap. I have checked Anapsys FS for the CVE and didn't find any results. Do I still need to worry about this vulnerability?
Sure, I can take that. Exactly. If you're running kind of the modules we talked about today, that's exactly what they do. And actually, kind of when we talked earlier about kind of the rules that we have rules to check for is someone abusing this, but we also have these modules that check were the manual steps required to secure the system performed. So in some instances, applying a patch is just a patch. You just apply the patch and you're secure. But in a lot of other instances, applying the patch kind of enables the ability to turn on security. And then you then have to perform a configuration change or do some other change in order to get the security benefits of that patch. And that's kind of a scenario we're in here with SAP releasing later guidance on, after putting in that note, here's some additional steps you have to take to achieve full security. We've released a module that checks that you've performed those manual steps. So I would say, provided you run the module that I described earlier, we can follow up by email just to make sure you're crystal clear on what module that is. and that comes back saying no results, then you can feel confident that you are not vulnerable. And then that module will be part of our regular assessment scan, so which you should be running, you know, weekly or monthly. If someone comes along and for some reason reverses the change and re-enables that vulnerability, you'll be informed straight away through your regular reoccurring scanning. Sorry. So you'll get that visibility now and feel good that you're secure now. And you'll also know that if someone does, you get configuration drift and someone kind of negatively affects the security posture of any of your SAP systems, you'll identify that during your next scheduled scan.
I see a question in there on remediation. Do you think we can throw up that page here as we're finishing it up? I think it's, yeah, there you go. The page on the remediation.
So there's in-product remediation, but for I know we have folks on the line who are not Anapsys customers, so I want to just provide kind of note information. Here you can see the two relevant notes. Step one has the original note. Step three has the updated note, the more recent note with these kind of guidance on some other scenarios where you can still be vulnerable.
Great. Thank you very much. I would say that brings us to time. For any other questions in the chat, we will be reaching out to you individually to get those answered as well. And also just a brief reminder to everyone listening that this session has been recorded and the link to the recording will be emailed to you. With that, thanks again to Alex, Paul, and everyone for joining the session today. Have a great day and goodbye.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you.